What's going on, ballers? You might be listening to this audio version of the podcast, or you might be watching even the video version of the podcast, and you're probably thinking, well, what would it take for John to come to our campus? What would it take for John to come to our school and to teach our students media training, to talk about podcasting, and even the whole world of media? Well, luckily for you, all you have to do, friend, is just click the link just down below in the show notes where it says book John to speak, all right? And then we can go right there. We can set up time to have a conversation. And I would love to learn more about you, love to learn more about your student athletes and how we can serve and support them at a high level. Okay. So just hit the link just down below. And we look forward to having a conversation with you.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
Jonathan Jones.
Thank you, sir. I want everybody just to take a second. Let's just do a temperature check. And I want you just by a show of hands, just raise your hand if you've ever had a terrible day. Okay, I'm glad we can be honest. I feel comfortable now. I'm glad we can be honest. Because for me, one day I just came into work. And I don't know, this wasn't a regular day. Had a long weekend because I chose to have one, of course. Came into work and I had this manager. She wasn't a regular manager by any stretch. She was that manager that was always on 10. She was like, Jonathan. I said, hi, Marlene. She said, how are you doing? How was your weekend? What did you do? I said, it was okay. I didn't do anything special. I just hung out with a few friends. We went out, did a few things. She said, well, Jonathan, well, how about this? She said, I'm gonna go in the back and I'm gonna do a few different tasks I have to just complete. And then when I come out in about 5 minutes, I want your attitude to change. Can we do that? I said, sure, Marlene. Because during this time, I had a really tough job. I had a really, really tough job. Because I worked high-end retail. So I had just a few tasks that I was in charge of doing. One was folding jeans, putting them on a shelf. Folding jeans, Will, and then putting them on a shelf. It was stressful. Okay. It was stressful. And I don't know why, but I was fed up. It got to the point where it wasn't fun anymore. And about a year and a half before this, I really desired to have this job. This is the job that I wanted more than anything. But then that day, something shifted. And then when Marlene came back out the back room, she said, Jonathan, I just don't get it. She said, you always find something to complain about. She said, if it's not you coming in to work extra hours that you asked for, or if it's just me asking you to do a specific task, like going to greet customers, then you always have an attitude. Can you help me understand? Because right now I'm just really not getting it. And as Dean said, I typically speak and work with millennials going to colleges, universities. And one thing that's often said about millennials, I'm sure you all know, that millennials are ungrateful. Millennials are entitled. And there's a laundry list of other things that they say about quote unquote millennials. However, as I began to look over my own story, then I began to realize that I'm that guy, or I was that guy. But getting this place, Marlene, who was my manager at the time, she provided one of the best gifts that I didn't even know I necessarily needed at the time, because I thought my attitude was fine. I thought it was okay. But she really challenged me to take a moment and to be thankful. That's why it's the first chapter in my book. I start off with being thankful, because understanding that when we allow ourselves to be in a position and a posture to be thankful for everything that we have, when we wake up in the morning and we reflect, we write down maybe one, maybe two, maybe three items that we can focus in on and really just gear our energy towards, then that sets the climate for the rest of our day. That allows us ultimately to begin to be able to share that light with other people. Then I vowed from that day after I came back, Marlene came back from vacation. She was on 12 now, fresh off vacation. She had all this energy. I said, God, please sit in the corner somewhere. Please just stay over there away from me, just please. But during this time, I understood why she was able to be so joyful and so happy, because she had the ability to be thankful. And from then, I vowed to now live a life to pursue positivity, to help people see what it looks like to be optimistic. Because when we do these things, this is when we now allow ourselves to encourage other people in our daily actions. I'm not saying life doesn't get hard, because life hits us all. Sometimes, I'm sure many of us did not want to wake up this morning. I'm sure you didn't. But on those days, that's when we have to find that little sliver of light, that little thing to be grateful for. And then that gives us encouragement to just push throughout our day. We're happy to have the job that we have, as opposed to complaining about it. We're happy to have the family or the spouses that we have, instead of saying, she always nags me. I don't know why I married this woman. She always nags me. She's always on my case. Instead of saying, thank you for always checking up on me, making sure I have the keys. Thank you, honey, for making sure that I have my phone. Thank you for just double checking, making sure that I ate, because you know sometimes I might not eat. Because we get busy as entrepreneurs, business owners. I know you know, Dr. John. And that was one of the things I'm eternally grateful and indebted to her for. But even on top of that, do you all have like one of those core beliefs that you have in your mind that a parent left with you? Like even over time, what would be one that you have that a parent left with you?
You're not allowed to make money.
You're not allowed to make money?
Yeah, making money's a bad thing.
Making money's a bad thing. Okay.
I broke through that one, by the way.
That's good. I know you have with those books. I know you have. Because there was a few core beliefs my parents taught me, and just as you all know, some stick, some they kind of roll off your back like water, just like ducks, just rolls off your back. But my parents would teach me, wash the dishes when you come home, because this way, when you get off work, you don't have to worry about cleaning the kitchen. Many of us, I'm sure, went to college and we've seen a sink full of dishes with our roommates, and we're like, why can't you just clean the dishes? Another one my parents told me, son, just take time and straighten your bed. Now, I don't know about you, but this morning it was a real battle for me to straighten my bed all the way. I pulled the main cover over, but the undersheets, I don't really worry about those. I said, you know what? That's 50-50. But there was one thing that my mom and my dad always made sure that I understood, made sure that my brother understood, was cultivating a heart of service. Giving more than you take. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm gonna get back to the episode in just a second, but I gotta let you know about our upcoming podcast workshop. If you're in the Dallas, Fort Worth area, you wanna stay tuned for this. All right, here's why. We have a free podcast workshop where if you're already been podcasting but haven't made any revenue from your show just yet, this is for you. If you're a speaker, you're an entrepreneur, or a small business owner that hasn't even started your podcast, you want to figure out the nuts and bolts on how to get started to position it to where you can make a profit, this is for you. And lastly, if you want to see how you can leverage the podcast to be an authority in your space and see how you can generate leads all from a podcast, this workshop is for you. All right. So don't get overwhelmed trying to buy cameras and all this different equipment that you don't need just yet. Just click the link down below, startyourpodcasthere.com, and sign up for the training. All right, I gotta go. I gotta get ready. Always making sure those around you are good and making sure that they're accounted for, making sure that they have everything that they need. And when I say a heart of service, you might first think that, well, what specifically is he talking about? I'll make it a little more plain. Being a giver. And I specifically say being a giver, and I'm not even talking about money, because I know that's the first thing somebody say, wait, nope, you're not getting in my pocket. Not today, not next week. But when I say being a giver, I'm talking about giving what you can afford to give. For some of you in the room, you might have a little bit more time than you have money. So it might look like taking a day out of your week to go volunteer downtown at the Stew Pot. Getting to know the people who are in your community in Dallas who you might not interact with anywhere else. It might be taking a moment, giving a friend a listening ear. Because you know that they've been facing some challenges in their life. You've seen that they've been affected maybe by getting laid off from work. Somebody who maybe still hasn't found a way to get back on their feet based on what happened in Houston or many other areas, because tragedy is all around us. But taking the time just to give somebody what you can afford to give, a compliment, doesn't cost anything. A hug. You might not want to touch somebody, but hey, you can give somebody a hug. Or maybe even just taking a moment and giving somebody an encouraging word. Because you know, just as a lot of individuals are in here, CEOs, business owners, entrepreneurs, life gets tough when you start looking at that bottom line some days and you say, you know what? If somebody could just give me a little encouragement, because a lot of you all here are at the top of the food chain. And then you're almost at a place where people just assume that you have it all together. They assume that you don't need an encouraging word. They assume that you don't need to be uplifted. Because they say, you know what? I see Dean Lindsay every time I look on the computer screen. He's always on the stage. He doesn't need my encouragement. He's fine.
It's the same stage.
He doesn't need my encouragement.
Different angles, camera. I'm taking Jack to eat.
So being a giver is the second thing I want to just challenge us to take time and see, because I didn't want to wake up when I was younger. My mom would say, son, you want to wake up and want to go volunteer at the... No, mom. Son, do you want to take a moment and just give fruit baskets to the nursing home? No, mom. But still, my mother and my father religiously went out, constantly giving back. And now that bug has finally bit me. So now I'm more conscious everywhere I go. I always like to give more value than I try to take in any situation. And that's even why every time I sell a book, I donate one. Because I do some work with a young man in the Texas Juvenile Justice Department. So every time I sell a book, I donate one to a young man that I mentor just so that they can have books. But we already talked about taking a moment and being thankful, because we all have something to be thankful for. Would you all agree we all have something to be thankful for? Something. Just make sure we can be real. Just make sure we can be honest. And in addition to that, would you say we all have something to give? We all have something to give. You might want to give me your watch. You might not. No, that's fine. Please. Later. Not in front of everybody. Later. We'll talk about that later. And then the last thing I just want to just charge us to do. Understand that we're here in this beautiful venue with the mood lighting. It's very romantic, Jeremy. Y'all did a great job. It's very romantic. And looking at each and every one of you influential individuals in here in your own respect, as everybody went around and introduced themselves and shared specifically what it is that they do, what they're probably at a master at, because I know Simone, she's a master when it comes to social media, her graphics, unbelievable. The quality of the product that she puts out, phenomenal. But I want to charge us today to take a moment and make sure we connect with somebody in this room. Because if, Will, you work for College Football Playoff, but you see somebody that you know you can add value to, and you vow just to not say anything, then what value are you adding at all? None. And the reason I want to charge it so strongly is because I was guilty. Social media, millennials, we love social media. It's easy to get behind a computer screen. I see you, Dean Lindsay, but I'm not going to say anything. I'll just connect with you on LinkedIn. I see you, Mr. Butts, but I'm not going to say anything. I'll just follow you on Instagram. I'll send you a tweet. You'll get back to me fast if I tweet you. And being that person, having a Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Snapchat, all of them. I'd love to connect with each of you on all of them. I have no problem doing that. We definitely can do that. But outside of that, I was in a cocoon. Nothing came in, nothing went out. Until I realized that I had to be a social butterfly. Had to diversify my relationships. I realized the more people I meet, The more people I add to my network, I can add more value to other people around me. For instance, Reginald Titus here before us, videographer extraordinaire. Every time I go anywhere, I always make sure I introduce Reginald because I know he can add value to somebody's product. I know he can add value to whatever somebody's doing. Executive producer of a film. Amazing. So I want you to not let today pass by without getting the opportunity to connect with somebody else in this room, adding value to somebody else. Because it's not always about what's in it for me. It should be focusing on the we over the me, because ultimately that's how we all win. That's how we all win. Allowing ourselves to be a social butterfly. Dean, as you always have a heart for service, you've shown me also really what that looks like. Darren, you as well. Just seeing how you all love to celebrate people, and Jeremy, how you create an environment for all of us to come together and to allow this to be conceived. So I just want to challenge us today to be thankful, to be a giver, and most importantly, be a social butterfly. Diversify your relationships. Family, I know you're enjoying this episode so far. I know you've been taking in the content, and I hope you're taking notes, right? I hope you're taking notes. But if you have not just yet hit that follow button on the podcast, I need you to hit it. I need you to hit it, okay? Because I want you to be tapped in to where you get the latest episodes. And even when we drop some surprise bonus episodes, you want to be the first to know and you want to be the first to get it, okay? So wherever you're listening to this podcast at right now, Apple, Spotify, wherever, go ahead, hit that follow button so you're tapped in and you get the episodes first. All right, now back to the episode.